नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। हरे कृष्ण। श्रीमद्भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो चैप्टर 19 इज द लास्ट चैप्टर ऑफ द फर्स्ट कैंटो एंड दिस श्लोका इज ऑल्सो लाइक ओनली 3-4 मोर श्लोकाज आर रिमेनिंग। सो इन दैट वे वी आर ऑलमोस्ट ऑन द एंड ऑफ फर्स्ट कैंटो श्लोक नंबर 36। अन्यथा ते अव्यक्तगते दर्शनम नह कथम नृणाम नितराम म्रियमाणानाम संसिद्धस्य वनीयसः। अन्यथा ते अव्यक्तगतेः दर्शनम् नः कथम् नृणाम् नितराम् म्रियमाणानाम् संसिद्धस्य वनीयसः। अन्यथा ते अव्यक्तगतेः दर्शनम् नः कथम् नृणाम् नितराम् म्रियमाणानाम् संसिद्धस्य वनीयसः। अन्यथा ते व्यक्तगते दर्शनम् नः कथम् नृणाम् नितराम् म्रियमाणानाम् संसिद्धस्य वनीयसः। Matajis, what word meaning? Anyatha. Otherwise, te, your, avyaktagatehe, of one whose movements are invisible, darshanam meeting naha for us katham how nuram of the people nitaram specifically mriyamananam of those who are about to die samsiddhasya of one who is all perfect vaniyasah voluntary appearance translation and purport by his divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada translation otherwise without being inspired by Lord Krishna how is it that you have voluntarily appeared here though you are moving incognito to common man and are not visible to us who are on the verge of death purport the great sage Sukhdev Goswami was certainly inspired by Lord Krishna to appear voluntarily before Maharaj Parikshit, the great devotee of the Lord, just to give him the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. One can achieve the nucleus of devotional service of the Lord by the mercy of the Supreme Master, by the mercy of the spiritual master, and the personality of Godhead. The spiritual master is the manifested representative of the Lord to help one achieve ultimate success. One who is not authorized by the Lord cannot become a spiritual master. Srila Sukhdev Goswami is an authorized spiritual master and thus he was inspired by the Lord to appear before Maharaj Parikshit and instruct him in the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. One can achieve the ultimate success of going back to Godhead if he is favored by the Lord's sending his true representative. As soon as a true representative of the Lord is met by a devotee of the Lord, the devotee is assured a guarantee for going back to Godhead just after leaving present body. This, however, depends on the sincerity of the devotee himself. The Lord is seated in the heart of all living beings, and thus he knows very well the movements of all individual persons. As soon as the Lord finds that a particular soul is very eager to go back to Godhead, the Lord at once sends his bona fide representative. The sincere devotee is thus assured by the Lord of going back to Godhead. The conclusion is that to get the assistance and help of a bona fide spiritual master means to receive the direct help of the Lord himself. Om Adnyan Timirandhasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Vancha Kalpataru Bhishcha Kripa Sindhuve Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama राम राम हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. Thank you for joining us in this Srimad Bhagavatam discussion. So this is, the title of the chapter is The Appearance of Sukadeva Goswami. Maharaj Parikshit, we all heard this story, but in two sentence summary, has been cursed to die in 7 days. He was sincere. He was expecting that to happen. That's the symptom or a behavior of a devotee, to observe his own faults and not expect excuse from the Supreme Lord, because I have performed bhakti for 20 years. So Krishna, you ought to excuse me. Some devotees, new devotees or immature devotees, they have that thought process, that because I have performed bhakti for 30 years, 20 years, 40 years, and I have performed an involuntary mistake. It was not a voluntary one. So I am qualified to be forgiven. Generally, at least I have such mentality. But mentality which Maharaj Parikshit is showing us is, he is expecting, he is knowing that no, for sure some undesired result will come to me because I have put that snake around Shamik Rishi. So we can learn that. Certainly there is a conflict here. One immature son of a Brahmana has cursed Maharaj Parikshit to die in 7 days, and to prepare for his leaving the body, which we all have to, if we are serious in practicing spiritual life, we should be dancing aesthetically in Kirtan, yes. Honoring wonderful prasadam, yes. And hearing katha, doing buddhishan, yes. That is all wonderful and it has to be done. But at the same time, we have to prepare for the final moment as well. Both should go on. Many times we become so engrossed, which is wonderful, into dancing and everything, which is wonderful, but at the same time we should be equally preparing for the final moment, and we should be ready. Spiritual life means to be ready to face the last 7 days, because everyone will have that last week in his life, last 7 days. So that is also an important part. May not be, you should be thinking of this in the first day of your coming to temple. But especially those who are coming to temple regularly and chanting a fixed number of rounds, ideally 16 rounds minimum, regularly for at least 5-10 years, they can start thinking in those lines also, that I have to start preparing for my final journey. They should carry on with all their book decision, Harinam Sankirtan, deity worship, cooking, yatra management. That's a part of our important services. But while doing that, they should also be carefully observing or practicing or preparing for this last 7 days. The last 7 days, there are many instances here and there. So this is Maharaj Parikshit's last 7 days. So for that, one thing which we have to do in our life is to please Krishna. Atmendriya priti vancha tare bole kaam. Krishna indriya priti vancha dhari prem naam. Or anna abhilashita shunyam jnan karvana anukulle na Krishna anushilnam. All these shloka, sarvopadhi vinirmuktam tatparati. All these shloka says that the perfection of spiritual life, the purpose of spiritual life is to please Krishna. Few months back, I had taken one Srimad Bhagavatam class, which was like a seminar about offenses to devotees, and two points we considered, intentions and actions, and permutation combination of that. We considered, I won't go into the detail of that. So, six offenses, there is one shloka also mentioned. what are the six offenses which can do? The first one is hanti, the biggest offense is to kill a devotee. Then nindanti, which we might be doing. At least I hope those of us sitting over here have not even thought of this first offense. What is that first offense? Hanti. Others, we might have been influenced sometimes. Sometimes we might have, without willing, we might have said, hey, this devotee, I say, hey, nindanti. We might have performed, but at least honestly myself, other five things I might have performed or I had performed, but itna to hai ki koi dusre ko marne ki bhi ichha bhitar hui nahi. Hanti, that is like the biggest offense. Like some devotees, I should not say such language over here, but with knives and like, what do you call it? Putting the knives in another stomach, stabbing with swords and maybe some bombs also. So I know this is not happening. But the most severe offense is hanti. Now there is a case study with us, in front of us. I just told of pleasing Krishna in our life. That is our purpose. Now there are two great devotees, or rather pure devotees, or advanced devotees. They are right there, putting their full energy and efforts and intelligence to kill each other. And still, they are pure devotees. Their full energy is just to kill each other. And the wonderful part is still both of them are pleasing Krishna. Abhi humne suna ki hanti is the one of the worst offense. So here I am discussing because Maharaj Parikshit, here actually what happened is that Shrungi was not exactly a pure devotee like that. Maharaj Parikshit was. But now I am talking of a case to begin this discussion where two pure devotees are just like in today's days, both samne samne standing like they have bows, arrows or swords, whatever it may be. And they are actually from the bottom of their heart trying to kill each other. They are promised, I will kill. And the wonderful part is they are both pleasing Krishna. So that is the beauty, or that's the one way complexity to understand what exactly can please Krishna. We'll discuss that. What exactly can please Krishna? Most of you must have understood what I'm talking of. It's like Bhishma and Arjun. You all know. They are in the war. They are actually outright putting their full effort to kill. Bhishma's arrows had made the body of Krishna also bloodied. Whole body of Krishna was pierced with hundreds or at least something like that arrows of Bhishma. And Bhishma and Arjun were not like, okay, like I know Varaj Vihari Prabhu was sitting here. We had performed one drama in Ayodhya. Those of you who are there, they might remember. Of Ramayana. I don't know where Ram and Ravan, I don't know who I was. I think I was supposed to die. So that means I was Ravan and he was Ram. No, we appear differently. But anyway, I was Ravan. I was supposed to die. Yeah, something like that. So we are doing some shooting of arrows, but it was like out of love. Haribol, this arrow I'm shooting. But Arjun and Bhishma were not like that. They were putting their full efforts, actually, honestly, to kill each other. Destroy the Ratha, destroy the Sarthi, whatever it may be, what is needed to kill. They are not doing some natak shobaji. But if I'm killing you, be careful. Hari bol. So not that way. They are looking for the opportunity. Like sometimes two lions, tigers, they are fighting, looking for the opportunity. So they are honestly looking for the opportunity. That was their role. That was their seva. But the wonderful part is, in spite of that, both were pleasing Krishna completely. So, and ultimately, one devotee gets killed. That is Pitamah Bhishma. Not instantly, but on his sharshaya, and within few days, he loses his body. So still both please Krishna. How is that? And what we can see, the maturity of the both the devotees. Sometimes, devotees might have to do some things like that. Not like that. I hope we don't have to go to that extreme of killing someone. But sometimes we have to deal with devotees like Yatra Rajeshwar going on. And because some number of registrations have reached, they have started waiting list. So those are in waiting list may be a little unhappy. Maybe after some time, they may stop also waiting list. It's something like a railway reservation. Huh? So those who may, they may have come to me, I am ready to pay late fee. So something like that may happen. So both of them are doing their duties. Those who are managing the yatra, they have to do duty of stopping the waiting list or stopping registration. And those who want to join in late, they have to find out all the proper possible ways how they can officially get in. And certainly both the actions are going to be conflicting. But it's okay. It will happen like that. In material world, it will happen like that. Sometimes book decision in charge may say, I have given you the books. I already put up. Ek bar becha gaya, saman wapas liya nahi jayega. Something like that. And so conflicting interests of devotees' actions will happen. As they happened in the case of Bhishma and Arjun. But the maturity is how the devotees are behaving after the actions of conflicting interests are over. Like I go to some book on Guruji, these books to be returned. No, it's already late and we don't take back the books, already notice is there. So I feel bad and I come out. I don't get to return the books. I feel little bad or sad. That's okay. Conflicting interests and actions of devotees. But how we feel after that? Here we see the whole war was over. The war started during Mokshada, Vaikuntha Ekadashi. That comes in generally in the latter part of December. And 18 days war, I think. 18 days? 18 days war. So I think January 2, 3, 4th, approximately in our current calendar. And 14th January is Uttarayan. And after that, 8 days after that, approximately, because it is Tithi, it moves here and there. But 8 days after that comes Bhishmashtami. The day when Bhishma gave up his body. So we can say war ke baad around 15 days ka gap tha. See, to forget and forgive takes lot of time and effort. Someone just says something or doesn't smile at us or something, just insignificant thing someone does, we need years to forget and forgive. Those who are not so mature in Krishna consciousness, they need years to forget and forgive. Let go. Oh devotee ne tab aisa kiya tha. Kya, mere ko gulab jam nahi diya tha, or something like that. We take years to forget and forgive. Here, Bhishma and Arjun were actually outright eager and like fully attacking each other to kill. And within 15 days, immediately after the event of the war, like Bhishma fell down and Arjun started serving him with love and devotion by putting arrows for his head. And the moment, not only 15 days, sorry, I was wrong. The moment the war was over, Arjun and Bhishma are showing loving expressions for each other. So, do me say, hum nahi soch sakte, kyunki hum wo level pe nahi hai. Do me say, ek to natak hoega. Aray, aap bhi dusre ko dekho. Sorry, Gopinath Chandra is sitting in front of me. Suppose we are actually fighting to like, wrestling match to kill each other. And next moment, Prabhuji, thoda mango juice le do. At least, we can't miss, either my heart will be in that loving attitude, and fir wo gala dabaro will be a natak, or my either heart will be, main marne ka full prayatna kar raha hu, or mango juice, अभी बोला गया तो दूंगा पर मुंह में तो मेरे करेले का जूस का टेस्ट है और खाली. सो आई कांट चेंज माय इमोशंस सो फास्ट विद इन फ्यू सेकंड्स. आइदर आई हैव टू डू वन नाटक. वन इज जस्ट नाटक ऑफ किलिंग और नाटक ऑफ हरि बोल प्रोजेक्ट एक मैंगो जूस उसमें कुछ जहर डाल के दे दूंगा. समथिंग लाइक दैट. आई कांट डू बोथ. बट वी सी भीष्म एंड अर्जुन, they are actually fighting to kill each other. And the next moment, they are serving each other with love and devotion. That is the maturity, or that is pure devotee. They did not move away from fighting. That's a complex question, why did not? But they were put in that circumstance. Arjuna was put in that circumstance, Bhishma was put in that circumstance, and they did not move away from fighting. And immediately after Bhishma fell down, Arjuna started serving him with love and devotion, and Bhishma also wanted Arjuna to serve him. For me, it's a bit difficult to understand. Even I'm not on that level, to be honest. I cannot do both within a second's gap. Ek to natak hoega karne ka to. I cannot have that both. Yeah, maybe after a year or two, or at least 15-20 days. Something like that. But so anyway, so we see that no malice, and that is the glory of pure devotional service. So this is a part I was telling, we have to prepare for that last 7 days. And if we want to actually prepare for those last 7 days, we have to see that we achieve this consciousness as shown to us by Bhishma and Arjun. The consciousness has two parts and both are very important. One is not moving away from their prescribed duty in a particular position to the extent of killing each other. And the second is not to keep any bad feelings or harbor any ill feelings the moment those prescribed duties in their Krishna consciousness are over. So it's tough, but there is no option other than taking this tough lesson. If our goal of Krishna consciousness is to achieve pure love of God, then there is no option then to take this tough lesson. So actually, in this whole event, we can learn another thing in the event of Maharaj Parikshit also. Both. I am discussing the event of Bhishma Arjun, but it's equally applicable to Maharaj Parikshit's event that has just happened in Bhagavatam. So I am discussing this because it is applicable to that event also. Although I have taken the case study of Bhishma Arjun. So actually, what is happening behind the scenes in case of Bhishma Arjun, Maharaj Parikshit? Tvameva mata pita tvameva tvameva sarvam bandhu tvameva mama deva. So we have to understand, in this world Lord Krishna is the most loving father, mother, everyone. And when someone most loving, the closest one is like a mother in this world. Mother's emotions are most loving towards their offspring, son, daughter. Especially a small baby or even a grown-up person, he is very comfortable in the presence of mother. He is very happy. See, when a small baby is in the lap of a mother, he doesn't worry. Even if there is an atom bomb explosion, say 20-30 kilometers away, he is happy to be in his mother's lap. For him, that is the most joyful position. So, he is also happy in his mother's lap. Anyway, so that is the most joyful position. He is not worrying. He is happy with his mother. He is not worrying, Bhagatam class chal raha hai, kya chal raha hai. He is happy. He or she wore it maybe. So, the child is happy. So, similarly, we see, no one can steal our joyful Krishna consciousness, happy Krishna consciousness, if we can fully 24/7, 100% see the love of Krishna. 100% love of Krishna in our life, in all the situations. When we see the love of Krishna, even if there is atom bomb, even if there is something, we'll be overflowing with joy of Krishna. So, that is Krishna consciousness. When Prabhupada said, chant and be happy, many of us feel, I am so much troubled and in anxiety and in unhappiness since I am chanting. It happens. Because I will discuss why it happens in the course of our class. Because Prabhupada has named our society, what is his name? ISKCON is a short form, let us go for the full form. International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So what we are missing is the consciousness. We are chanting, but we are missing consciousness. So when we miss the consciousness, we will be chanting but not happy. We will not understand Krishna's love, overflowing love in our life. See, when the overflowing loving mother is caressing us, cuddling us, no one can be unhappy in this life. It's just simply impossible. Similarly, when we understand Krishna, we understand every second in our life, whatever may be happening, I might be getting 50 lakh rupees or I might be losing 50 lakh rupees. But when we can see how that is the most loving expression and action of our most loving personality in this world, that is Lord Shri Krishna, then either losing 50 lakhs or gaining 50 lakhs or what it may be, that emotions are irrelevant to us when we see the Krishna's love. So, when we can understand this whole world in that way, it's not an imaginary way. Actually, that is the reality. That is Krishna's way to look at this world. That is the way Krishna is working in this world. When we can, that Prabhupada says, concentric circles. When our vision and Krishna's visions become concentric, no one can take us away from the highest joyful state of existence. And when our vision is from here and Krishna's vision is from here, nowadays on this WhatsApp or Google Guru, there are so many images that come, like somebody is walking, somebody is, what they are doing, a famous image, he's digging and someone digs a lot and then he goes away, hey, there is no diamond here. And then they show that there is a, he must have digged something more, and there is some, so many common WhatsApp images circulate. So, not only we have to have faith, but we have to have understanding. So basically, when we understand Krishna's loving interference in every step of her life, like a loving mother, a devotee just cannot be unhappy in his life. Whatever may happen, he may get whatever position, money, beauty, fame, or he may lose all of these things. He has to actually understand what a loving Krishna is doing this to me. And when that he understands, how can he be unhappy in any situation? That simply is possible. So, total happiness in Krishna consciousness is possible only when one is overwhelmed. One has to be overwhelmed by the love of Krishna and Guru in his life. Then the waves of this material world, they will be insignificant. It's just like the waves of this world are like tiny ripples, maybe in a bucket when we open the tap. And the waves of love of Krishna is like that big tsunami. So what are these ripples going to do in our life when the love of God's big tsunami is there? Not theoretically, but experience. So to move ahead, when we don't have the tsunami of love of God in our life, the ripples of material existence, even amongst devotees, existing among devotees, that ripples will trouble us. And then we'll blame the circumstances for our trouble or unhappiness. We'll blame, hey, I'm in Mumbai and because of this I am unhappy. Hey, I was in a train and that train got late by 20 hours, so I'm unhappy. Or what it may be, oh, hey, I am in this temple and this devotee, he is there, because of him I am. We'll blame everything, everyone, anything, anyone, whatever it may be. But the reality is, sometimes the devotees or circumstances around us, I have made this statement before in one class, the devotees or circumstances, I have added the word circumstances also and devotees also, around us may not be perfect. The devotees or circumstances around us may not be perfect, but they are perfectly placed by Lord Shri Krishna to make us perfect. That is Lord Krishna's loving present for you. Ye circumstance le lo, Bhagwan ka shuddha prem develop karo,
like Maharaj Parikshit, getting cursed to die in a 7 days, is it a perfect situation to be in? No, absolutely not. For a meager apparent fault. Fault was there, but meager apparent fault. But Maharaj Parikshit was so joyful, he saw it from Krishna's point of view. Concentric circle, concentric vision. So, to see this, this is the reality in our life. And to see this reality will be possible only by humility. So, I am not trying to make a poem. But see this reality will be possible only when we have thorough humility. And so, we come back to Bhishma and Arjun. They are both hurting each other. They are making blood flow from each other's body. Still both they are pleasing. So main point is pleasing Krishna. So how to please Krishna? We don't have Krishna around us. Means we have Gopinath. We dress him nicely. Few of us can only do that. Most of us cannot. And even though we are dressing Gopinath or Gaur Nithai, it's difficult to actually know, are we pleasing Krishna? We only say, "Achha dikhta hai, bahut achha." तो हमको अच्छा दिख रहा है, कृष्ण को कैसे लग रहा है? वेरी डिफिकल्ट एक्चुअली फॉर कृष्णा, इट ही मे नॉट बी लाइकिंग इट, वी डोंट नो. वी से प्रभुजी कृष्णा इज सो ब्यूटीफुल, या ही इज, बट दैट एज पर अस, सो वेरी डिफिकल्ट. आज कृष्णा को 56 भोग दिया, व्हाट इज मी, आई कुक गुलाब जाम एंड स्वीट राइस एंड एवरीथिंग. But we, how do we know Krishna wants that? We should do that as a sadhana bhakti. I'm not saying we should not be doing it. The madhuram should continue, the bakery should continue, everything should continue. But how we know that, like Bhishma and Arjun both knew Krishna is pleased because Krishna blessed both of them afterwards. By Arjun giving him the knowledge via Krishna, via Bhishma, and to Bhishma by appearing in front of him at the time of his leaving the body. He please bless both of them. For us, so basically, in Kali Yuga, we should try to please the devotees in general by our actions, service. And it's difficult to please all the devotees, always. So we should be more concerned of pleasing or satisfying or acting as per the instructions, advice of our authorities, whoever it may be. They may be junior to us. They may, like once His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, authority in New Vrindavan, we are not following even four regular principles for some period of time. But because they are in the authority position, he was doing as per their desire. So certainly till they tell us to do something very big wrong, that's a different thing. So is Kali Yuga to please all the difficulties is difficult, but we have to be very clear. First, we have to please the concerned devotees, authorities. And along with that, we should try to please the maximum devotees. Bhishma, he was criticized by so many. He was criticized by all people actually. Even Duryodhan criticized him. Bhishma was fighting for Duryodhan. And even Duryodhan criticized him. You are not fighting with full vigor. So Bhishma gave him 5 arrows. And unless Krishna would have not interfered, Bhishma would have killed them. So that was his determination. He was fighting with full vigor and determination to kill all the 5 Pandavas. Krishna interfered, that's a different story. But Bhishma's determination was clear. Kal marne kai pachu. So he was fighting. But still, Duryodhan was criticizing Bhishma. Jiske liye mehnat kar rahe hain, wohi आपकी निंदा कर रहे हैं. ऐसे होता है कभी जिंदगी में? होता है. भक्तों के संग में भी होता है, यहां पे भी हो रहे हैं. क्या करें, कलयुग है. दिस इज कलयुग. सो द मेन पॉइंट इज टू प्लीज कृष्णा बाय प्लीजिंग हिज डिवोटीज एंड जनरली एंड स्पेसिफिकली द कंसर्न्ड अथॉरिटीज. इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड, आई विल जस्ट डिस्कस ऑफ दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड. इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड इट्स वेरी कॉम्प्लेक्स and confusing if we want to enjoy this world. Mogasha, mog karmano, mog jnana vichetasa. And what? Yehi samsparshaja bhoga dukkha yoneva evate. This pleasure has a beginning and end, it is going to convert into pain. So, when someone tries to enjoy in this world, it's very complex and confusing because it is not going to happen. So, materialistic people are confused. The material world is more complex and confusing if you want to practice bhakti, because they are different nature. Bhakti is the nature of the soul and this world is the nature of the matter. And this material world becomes more complex and confusing if you want to practice bhakti in Kali Yuga, or more difficult. Purani Yuga mein thoda bahut to limit mein tha. And once His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj told in that book, Journey Home, if you know, once Radhanath Maharaj was performing tapasya and dhyan, he was only drinking whole day, sunrise to sunset dhyan. And for subsistence, one small gajar whole day and one palmful or glassful of Ganga water. For 30 days that, for us, I don't know, anyone willing, I can sponsor a flight ticket to Haridwar. 30 days, only gajar, sunrise to sunset, tapasya. Difficult. Very difficult. But His Holiness Anand Maharaj's realization is, that is too easy compared to practicing bhakti in association of devotees. But still, he said, we have to go for this another option. Because that is the way to achieve bhakti. By doing tapasya like that in the center of Ganga for 1 month, we can be tapasvi, but we cannot achieve bhakti in the highest form. So, this material world is too complex to practice bhakti in Kali Yuga. And it is more so to do it in association of devotees. And more so, maybe when there are so many committees, this CM, that CM, this C, that com, that C, it becomes more confusing. This is just a, what you call it, joke or humor, nothing seriousness to it. And so confusing. Ye chahiye Prabhuji, are uske liye wahan pe mail likho. Okay, theek hai. Are par iske liye isme ye hai na, to wo unko WhatsApp karo. But there is no option. That's the way. But all this confusion will go away. Many of us can relate to what I am saying. But actually, all this is complex because this is material world. All this is not complex because this is material world. Or because this is Kali Yuga. Or this is in association of devotees. The real problem is, we have a complex mentality, which is affected by material world, which is affected by Kali Yuga. If we have a mentality, that is consciousness, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. If you have the right consciousness, then the material world is like in the mud, but not of the mud, something like that. So we ourselves are in the mud and within the mud, and we are blaming the mud which we are part of. So what we should be trying to do is to raise our consciousness rather than blaming the external things or circumstances or seasons or devotees or systems. We have to raise our consciousness. But, as I said, this path becomes clear when we surrender to devotees. Krishna guides us, instructs us through devotees. Srila Prabhupada practiced that. He took sannyas, his guru came into dream. One postman told him, why are you printing newspapers, print books? So like that, Krishna guides us in many ways. And especially through devotees. Because we have to stay with devotees. There is no option for that. And if we are, like if I am in a center of 20 people and Krishna wants to guide me, He has no other choice but to guide us through those 20 people. Advise us through those 20 people. So similarly, Krishna will guide us through 20 people or devotees. Because we are in association of devotees and we have to stay in association of devotees. So only through that medium the guidance and advice will come. But if we are not ready, with full of humility to understand, Prabhupada was, so he could understand the right guidance through the postman also and so many things. So, and I would just like to add, there's another illusion coming up, Maya Devi's. We think, I will take guidance of the devotees, but online from that devotee over in Australia, that devotee in Africa, that devotee, but what about devotees around you? No, what's up? Krishna is guiding only through them. No. Sorry, it's my personal opinion, which I tell to those who have some faith in my words, that if you have chance to listen a class, first listen a live class. It might be spoken by the most new devotee. That's my personal opinion. There can be some different opinions of others, but I'm just sharing my personal opinion. First, listen to the class of live class. Anyone speaking, because we are to Upanishad. Upanishad means, Upa means near and low, and Nishad means sit. When it's a when it's an online class, sometimes we are Upashaya, sometimes we are upper legs, legs are up on a chair, and we are the consciousness, we are listening to Krishna Katha in a wrong consciousness. So wrong point is, I'm not saying online is not useful or practical. My point was, if your option, first preference is offline class. And in extra times, yes, you can go for, abhi online hai, when in the previous days for us, it was a recorded classes. It was either on cassettes or CDs. Same thing. Cassettes, CDs, kya tha wo? iPod, Kindle, whatever. All this, because in the friend to friend, we learn to develop a bit more of humility. And without that, the message will not be understood properly. So that's my personal advice. I said, I'm going to that extreme case. Even if there is some guru or pure devotee speaking online, I would say first listen offline. Even if that devotee is giving class for the first time in his life. You can listen to that recording afterwards. I'm not saying don't listen. But because that offline classes have a more effect on the consciousness, that's my opinion. Somebody can have another, but that's my opinion. So moving ahead. So now here important point has come. Brahmande Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jiu. What is next? Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. Correct, no? So that's what Prabhupada said in the purport. And we think that's it. By Krishna's mercy we get Guru, and by Guru's mercy we get Krishna. And I am no initiated. So I got a Guru. But let's see, Prabhupada in a sumudi mein ek sentence dal diye. So let's see what Prabhupada says. Just 1 minute. I would like to read Prabhupada's wording. One can achieve ultimate success of going back to Godhead if he is favored by the Lord's. Lord ka favor mila hai. How does Lord favor? By sending his representative. So Krishna's mercy is sending a representative of Lord in your life. Yes. As soon as a true representative of the Lord is met by a devotee of the Lord. So as soon as a true representative of Lord is met by a devotee of the Lord. The devotee is assured a guarantee of going back home, back to Godhead, just after leaving this body. And we say, wonderful. We are assured. Prabhupada ne ek sentence sumri mein agla dal diya. Next sentence kya hai? Ye to ho gaya. This, however, depends on the sincerity of the devotee himself. So, two stages are important. In mathematics, in my class 10, 12, there was something like, jo main bhul gaya. Aap max bhi kya hai? Necessary and sufficient, not enough, something like that. Not enough, sufficient. So, getting a guru by Krishna's mercy is a necessary qualification, but not sufficient, because the sufficient, Prabhupada said, we also have to be sincere. So, sincere means we have to absorb, try to elevate our consciousness. So, once we get the right mercy of Krishna in our life, no one can unsettle us from the joy of Krishna consciousness. Just 1 minute. So, this sincerity of ourself, I was saying in the beginning, we are chanting, doing aarti, dressing, cooking, clean, all different types of sevas which we are doing. And we should be doing them. But we should also be thinking of, are on how I am developing my Krishna consciousness. So, I said a few months back, I had that class, Vaishnava Aparad, intentions and actions, permutation combination. So there can be another session like that. Vaishnava actions with intentions and action combination. Action to hai. So we might, that's what? Jnan karmadi anavrutam. Jnan karmadi anavrutam is for practicing Krishna conscious devotees. We might be chanting, dressing, singing, cooking, lecturing, what, preaching, book distributing, Harinam, Sankirtaning, a new term, whatever we call it. We are not doing anything. But if it is not Krishna conscious, then that's Krishna conscious actions, but that's not Krishna conscious. What I am trying to say, we are being performing Krishna conscious actions for many, many years, but now we should also focus ourselves whether we are trying to become Krishna conscious. Otherwise, we'll be frustrated. We'll be confused. Itna saal bhakti kar raha hu, par unsatisfied. Kyunki aap bhaktimay kriya kar rahe hain, bhaktimay chetana ka vikas ke upar dhyan nahi diya. So, yes, our actions should be Krishna conscious actions, but our consciousness should be also Krishna conscious. With that small point, I'll end today's class. So that's what Prabhupada said, therefore he named International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We see, Bhishma and Arjuna's actions were not Krishna conscious. Their actions were the worst type of Vaishnava aparad. What is that? Hanti. But their consciousness was Krishna conscious. So we should also understand in our sadhaka's life, our actions also should be Krishna conscious, unless they are specifically told to us otherwise by some advanced devotee and we are in some particular situation, like Thurumangai Alwar or someone like that. His actions for that particular period of time was not Krishna conscious. He was stealing people's wealth. So that is a very different, unique situation. Most of us, we have to focus on our consciousness. At least after 5-10 years of our steady sadhana bhakti, some earlier the better. So, what's happening with most of us, or at least myself, we are doing Krishna conscious actions, maybe 100% or 90%. But we have lost the focus whether we are Krishna conscious. Krishna conscious means Tudadapi Suni Chena Taro Reva Sahishnuna. Krishna conscious means Anya Bilashita Shunyam. Jnana karmadi anavrutam. If we have desire, that man pratishtha, that what we call it. Just 1 minute. We might be doing Krishna conscious actions, but we might be desiring position, fame, power, glorification. Then it's not Krishna conscious. Just I would like to end. How one can be totally away from glories and like that. I would just like to share one personal interaction with His Grace. I am taking name because it's glorious. Madhavan Prabhu. Many years back, The Borivali congregation or some Mirror congregation performs a drama. I don't know, like gopis, you know, like mostly gopis, virabhav or something. And in that drama, the first scene was a dance. I don't remember the wordings. But in that, Madhavan Prabhu's daughter has the lead role in that dance. So after I saw that, I did not saw the drama live, I saw it video. I called him for some other things, but while discussing, I just said, yes, Prabhuji, your daughter had done a wonderful role in that drama. Instantly, that is very beautiful. Without thinking, even a fraction of a second, his reaction was, yes, it came out nice. Yes, not that she did nice. She did, but it came out nice. Means no credit, absolutely. Prabhuji, wonderful class, a wonderful kirtan. The whole credit is being given to that the kirtan was wonderful because of Krishna's empowerment. So that is a natural consciousness of getting total, not at. So that is Krishna consciousness. That's just a small example. Instantly, without a second, not microseconds gap, he answered, yes, it came out nice. So he accepted the fact it was nice, but absolutely no credit to himself or his daughter also. It just came out nice. So, I would just like to end with some small submission. We think we are nice devotee, or we are devotee because I am doing nice, wonderful lecture, preaching, book discussion, Krishna conscious actions for past 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years. But are you doing them in Krishna consciousness? You are doing Krishna conscious actions, but are you doing them in Krishna consciousness? Is the important point. Otherwise, once Srila Prabhupada's statement is there, he says, we might be doing Krishna kirtan, but if we are enjoying it, it's Maya kirtan. So, Prabhupada made the same point. We are doing Krishna conscious actions of doing Harinam kirtan, but if it's not Krishna conscious, in consciousness, it's Maya kirtan. So, with these few points, I know Chote Mo Kai Lahan Tonde Mutha Ghas Ahe, those who know Marathi, other language, I don't know what it's called. Anything in other language, Rajajati Puru, Hindi, English. Chota Mo Badi Baat, Hindi Me Ho Gaya. English, anything? Whatever it may be. So, I tried that in speaking all these lofty points, but in the end, I beg all of you to bless me that I can also become Krishna conscious while doing Krishna conscious actions. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. It's already late, so any questions we can discuss personally afterwards. Hare Krishna.